Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Exquisital. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and with me today in the Comedy Republic bar is Annie Louie.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're in a bit of a noisier space. Normally we're upstairs in our
Sorry,
theater.
What?
Yeah, you're going to yell over the noise. But there's fridges. They're doing construction in our office today, you see.
I didn't even know there was an office here.
Oh, yeah. We get down to business every day. Well, we trade stocks during the day at Comedy Republic, and then at night we do comedy. Yeah. So it's the Republican bit during the day.
Very serious.
And then the comedy bit at night, apparently. Hey, congratulations on Moosehead.
Thank you.
For those who don't know what a moosehead is, you haven't just got a dead animal on your wall now.
I would rather the dead animal. Can we swap it? We would be way funnier. It's a grant that the Comedy Festival gives to artists who are trying something weird and wacky. And according to the official description, it's something that might financially be unviable or unwise.
Unwise,
actually,
okay.
Unwise.
So what they're saying is you've made an unwise choice.
Correct. And now I need to repent.
Are you allowed to explain a little bit about what this unwise choice is for the 2022 Comedy Festival March?
It's basically about my life and how death has followed me all around. Since
unwise,
I was a kid.
Indeed. Yeah. Very unwise, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but also that I'm always looking for paranormal activity that doesn't really show up, and I worked at a funeral home for a year last year, and it's going to be some tales from that as well.
Right, and their powers combined.
Yes, exactly.
Captain Moosehead.
Yep.
So what do you mean when you say you are always looking for paranormal activity that you can't find?
I feel like I want to believe, like I'm a believer, but everything's
just
been...
a complete lack of evidence, though.
Lack of evidence, and nothing actually eventuates as being supernatural. It's just something that's logically explained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be devastating as a believer.
But I'm still not crazy enough to do like a Ouija board and summon anything.
So you
still playing it safe.
Right, so you're scared of the potential.
Yeah, but not scared enough to avoid psychics, for instance. I'll take my money and I'll pay it to a psychic. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
no.
All right. I feel sane now, so thank you for that.
Okay, well, perhaps you could summon some of that paranormal activity to see if you can beat your last score in the quiz, which was 7 out of 10.
How did I go amongst...
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
That's quite a high score on this show, yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think it's a high score in life. Like, it's sort of it's a good score in life.
I always thought of myself as a 7 out of 10. Now I have doubts.
know. But we'll see if we can beat that today with your brains trust. Shall we meet them?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this should be a lot of help to the quiz, you would expect. It is the editor of the 1996-1997 Encyclopedia Britannica print edition, Martha Stubbs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, yes. did you, so the Britannica, that I remember I had that on the shelves.
Yes, that is specifically where they went. Yes, because there were so many of them that they couldn't really go anywhere else but on the longest shelf in your house.
How many books made up that edition?
That one, well, there's generally one for every letter of the alphabet, which is 20...
Six. I think 26.
Yes. But sometimes every letter doesn't have enough.
Yes, you do combine because you know the X ones are a little light on.
There's only so much detail you can put in there about X-rays.
100%, and that is actually that's the book.
It's a detailed explanation of X-rays.
Yes.
So could you give us that detailed explanation because you wrote it as the editor?
Yes, I did. In 1996, I can give you the detailed explanation of the science that we knew in 1996.
Okay, great.
Yes, which was that the photographic rays actually hit the surface of your bones and illuminate them, thusly making the light come out through the skin again, and we would just hold up photographic paper.
So when you say, so you know X-rays up to 96, so you haven't stayed in the game since then?
Well, I wasn't asked back to edit any of the encyclopedias after the 1996 edition.
Are they still editing encyclopedias now?
They moved to online.
It's called Wikipedia,
yes,
isn't it?
And they made it open. That's right. They made it open to anyone. Anyone.
Anyone. Because that's it. Anyone can write now the encyclopedia. And everyone's got the knowledge.
That's what they say.
That's what's exciting about it, isn't it? That like we can all contribute to life's knowledge.
It's definitely exciting for people who get to do it.
And the other thing is that like when people contribute online, it's all for free. Like everyone's just doing it for free.
Yep.
No one gets paid. You just put in all the information you know and everyone else can like share that information.
Arguably, people should get paid for it though, shouldn't they? Because that's how you quality control.
Yeah, there's a lot of source unknown in the ones pages that I read.
No, but not upset. Not upset.
No.
Because you're not allowed to be if you only get contracted for the 1 year. So.
And good. I think as a researcher, sort of I guess a librarian of sorts, you're not meant to get upset either.
No, you have to be quiet in your pain.
Great. Okay, well, Martha, lovely having you here.
So good to be here.
Thank you. Looking forward to some of that restrained pain over the course of 45 minutes or so. But the Brains Trust does not end there. It's also a big hello to the little brother of Bones from the hit series Bones. He's an expert in knowing where the body was. It's Chalk.
Chalk Brennan. Hi. Nice to
Chalk
nice to
Brennan, did you say?
Yes. Temperance Bones Brennan's little brother. Haven't got a show yet, working on it. I do the chalk outlines at crime scenes. So you know where the body was before we moved it.
Okay, cool. And then so your brother does the investigation of the crime.
My sister?
Bones. Oh, sorry, is your sister?
Have you not seen the show?
I've not seen Bones.
I've seen like one or two episodes.
It's a really great show, you know.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, yeah. It's really, you know, every Christmas, the family, we talk about it, being like, oh, Temperance, she got a show. She's got the show made about her. She's a forensic anthropologist. She works with Bones. They call the show Bones. Isn't she impressive? Why don't you do that, Chalk? Mm.
And why don't you?
She's a little bit older than me, so she sort of dibsed it. So when I went to forensics college, my options were limited, so I went with, doing the chalk outlines.
So that is a... You could get a diploma in that, or do you do a master's?
It's a Cert 4
in chalk. In chalk.
But you can also use that to set up like hopscotch at primary schools.
Is it unprofessional?
Oh yeah, there's transferable skills, don't worry.
Absolutely, with chalk.
If you have another edition for C.
Yes.
In the 1996 edition of Britannica.
Yes. Yeah.
All we
chalk
had under
and calcium.
Yes, all we had under it in 1996 was for gymnastic use. Clapping hands.
Yes.
Drying.
Is that what it said?
Yes.
Gymnastic use, clapping hands, drying.
Yes, that is. That's the
They were such a valuable resource, weren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is one of the main threats facing my industry is chalk deposits are running out.
I would have thought photography would have been one of the main issues.
I have another sister. We call her Photos, and she actually, in more recent years, has surpassed me in being able to tell where a body was after it was moved.
Mm. Shall we do a quiz? Question number one. Which artist's new single, Easy On Me, last month, so in October 2021, became Spotify's most streamed song in a single day. You into new music?
Yes, I do know the answer to this one, but why spoil the fun?
Well, exactly, yeah. It'd be too short.
Yeah.
Let's throw to the Brains Trust then. Now, you know a lot about everything up to 1996.
Yes.
Martha.
Yes, but I do, yes.
Last month, someone put out a single called Easy On Me, which became the number one most streamed song on Spotify in a single day. Do you know who that was?
Well, I'll tell you what, this question is not easy on me. Yes, no, because I have stayed away from streaming platforms. I do still use CDs and tapes.
Yeah. But 1996, what, did you ever get Napster? LimeWire.
I dabbled. I did download a pretty severe virus onto my computer as a result. And it made it hard to listen to the Destiny's Child CDs that I did use in my media player.
Right. So there. if you had to have a punt, Destiny's Child might be.
I would say it's probably if they haven't outlasted, you know, their tops, if they haven't lived on beyond 1996, I don't want to listen to music.
Chalk, do you put, I mean, it's quite a intense world that you work in. You know, there's death all around. Do you use music as an escape? Is it a good way of getting away from your job?
It really can be, because often, you know, in order to do the outline really accurately, you need to sort of get really close to the body. And so you
outline while the body is still there. I had always assumed that they clear the body and then you sort of go and do a sort of rough outline of what's that. You know, once the blood's gone, once the muck's gone, once that's all, you know. So otherwise, I would have assumed the chalk would get kind of a bit mucky with all the sort of liquid, the bodily fluids that are there.
I am remembering that first week where I used the red chalk. I think actually we were working on a real case sort of for like credit, and this killer did get off because the legal defense could say that there was evidence tampering. But
because they didn't know where the body was, so.
No, not accurately. Yeah. But in answer to your first question, yes, I have a lot of trauma and I like music.
who are the artists that you're listening to? What are your...
I love Adele.
You like Adele, do you?
Yeah, I'm gay.
Sure. Yep. Great. I don't think you have to be to like Adele, and I think you can be and not like Adele.
Whatever you say. I'm just an expert in chalk. You're an expert in being gay. I don't know. For me, that's like the seventh main personality thing about me.
Yeah. Okay.
Chalk.
Did that make it
one.
Into the encyclopedia? Homosexuality in 1996.
Well, the rules in 1996.
Probably came under Elton John or something.
Regarding liking female singers such as Mariah Carey and Cher, you did have to be gay.
Confirmed. Yeah. I will also lock in Adele.
You like to put Adele? Okay, I'll put Adele. Question number two. Which Dutch navigator and his crew were the first Europeans to have confirmed contact with Maori? Which Dutch navigator and his crew were the first Europeans to have confirmed contact with Maori?
Oh, no. My Kiwi boyfriend will not be happy with me, probably. I don't know the answer to this one. It's solely...
You don't know your Dutch navigators?
Or any New Zealand history.
Well, the good news is that it happened before 1996.
Oh, great. So excellent, great.
Martha.
Martha
stuff.
Step on up.
I'm sure that you have a list of explorers in the print edition of Encyclopedia Britannica that's on everyone's walls.
Yes, almost exclusively. There is a lot of chapters about explorers. That seemed to be the only history we were writing about in the 90s.
Yeah, white explorers.
Yes, so as we all know, there were many Dutch explorers and many, almost too many to list in one encyclopedia. And I would say there's one that springs to mind who I'm sure was Dutch. Was it
Columbus? Is that what you said?
Columbus.
Was Christopher Columbus a Dutch navigator?
Yes, I think you know, my memory serves me.
occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. I do, you know, we do write the books for a reason. We do put them in alphabetical order so that you can get them when you don't remember things.
Yes, of course. Mm.
So that is, you know.
It's a reference book, isn't it?
It is a reference thing. So, you know, the idea that I would be able to remember all of them.
All of
I feel like there were a lot of revised additions to this encyclopedia.
Yes.
I do. I think I remember reading the book that you did, but I stopped at Columbo, who is a hero of mine, you know, and he often would rely on the chalk outline to know where the body was to catch the killer.
Yep.
But then I did. I stopped right before Columbus. So I actually, I'm going to have to throw it back to you to finish
back
this
to me
one
again.
Off.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So jump in and then pass it back.
I mean, when I think of, was Australia or was it Tasmania Van Diemen's Land to begin with? So I feel like Dutch has quite a van something might be involved. And maybe that same guy went from Australia to New Zealand. And maybe we're
also
overthinking it.
There's also the Tasman Sea, isn't there?
Yes.
And Tasmania.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so that is actually what I was going to say. you just didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say Van.
Yeah, maybe I'll lock that in, that it was an explorer named Van Diemen.
Van Diemen? Okay, we'll lock in Van Diemen. When cooking, to flambe means what? F-L-A-M-B-E, and it's got a little accent on the E. I'm assuming it's French. When cooking, to flambe means what? Let's go to the brains trust. Chalk.
Yeah.
Do you like cooking?
I do. I'm gay.
Spend a lot of, okay, sorry. Is that in the top six? above Adele? Or
I think so.
But you like cooking. It's at number four, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you ever flambe?
I've never flambéed myself, but I was briefly involved in the investigation for the flambé killer, who actually would douse his victims in kerosene and then light them on fire while they were still alive. And that was harder because, you know, it's almost like if you burn something enough, you're basically turning someone to charcoal.
Mm.
And chalk and charcoal, it's like chalk and cheese.
Is that one of the things they teach you at Cert 4, is it?
Yes, that chalk and charcoal is like chalk and cheese. And that you can't use cheese. That was my second week. I made a similar mistake where I used Camembert to try and outline a body.
Mm.
And it was tough because this was this body that was burnt by the flambé killer. And because it was so burnt, I tried to trace the clouds that were sort of dissipating. But then my professor said that was kind of fruitless and a waste of police resources.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw this over to Martha Stubbs.
I can't imagine why you don't have a show yet. Do you think it might be to douse something in a flammable liquid and set it on fire?
So I have flambéed some bananas before, and this is under the supervision of my old housemate who was a fine dining expert / sommelier. So we put some rum on the banana and then the sugars, it was all caramelized and delicious, and then we lit the alcohol on fire and it was very yummy. So it would be to douse something in alcohol.
Sounds like you kind of are on a cooking show. It's happening right now.
Oh my God.
This is a lot. This has turned into a cooking show.
Yeah.
A backdoor pilot. I can do an audible.
Where does backdoor
narrative
pilot fit in the game?
Number one?
It's number two.
Number two, is it? I'll put it down as number two. Question number four. In relation to COP26 Climate Summit, what does COP stand for? In relation to the COP26 Climate Summit, what does COP stand for? Chalk, do you actually have to be a cop to do the outlines?
Are you asking if I'm a bastard? I've heard the chants.
Yeah.
But I'm a scientist and I try and stay out of it as best I can. And also they won't let me be a cop because I do have a criminal record.
Do you?
What?
Yes.
Do you mind? Firstly, I would say I'm not a cop.
Okay.
Do you mind?
You have to tell us if you were one, though.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a wire.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, I guess it's a microphone.
I guess it's a very obvious wire.
Yeah, it's pretty clearly
it's
there.
It's in a stand.
Yeah.
I think they call this a wire stand.
Sometimes the best way to hide a wire is in a microphone.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's that whole, you know, wear fluorescent tradie gear if you're going to commit some crimes. That's what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yes. So what are the crimes that you've committed and were you in tradie gear?
I was wearing some steel cap boots and a high-vis vest, and I punched a swan, which I believe the queen. All of them are the queen's property. Is that that's true, right?
I've heard that before. Mm. It sounds ridiculous to me, but I've heard it before.
I think that is correct. If you look up swan or queen in the encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing.
For both of them?
For both,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Queen, the queen, owner of swans.
Yes, yes. Yes. The two key things they're known for, yeah.
Mm. But in relation to COP26 Climate Summit, what does COP stand for? 26 of them. Does that get us back to 1996? Mm. Not quite.
No, we didn't believe in climate change in 1996.
Oh, and what was under climate change in the Encyclopedia Britannica?
Just weather. So it would say climate change, and then it would say sea weather.
Yeah.
And so then you'd go to weather, and it would just talk about how the changing landscape of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simpler time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's conference of parties.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, I know. Okay. I know it's conference of parties.
So boring.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, they've got to jazz it up. Maybe then I'll pay attention.
They really don't have to commit to doing anything at a conference of parties, do they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the scent, the grandeur.
No.
But do you want to put conference of parties?
Sure.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yep.
Question number five. True or false, the bassoon is a brass instrument. True or false? Always good to have a true or false. Mm. The bassoon is a brass instrument.
B for bassoon, please.
Yes. Yes. I feel like it's a big clarinet.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is something like that. And I know it's a reed instrument, so it's got that buzzy like sound.
But I feel like it can be brass. It can be brass and wood, but
it's black. It's a black instrument, like an oboe of that family.
Yeah, I think big clarinet was probably closest.
I'm going to say false. It is not a brass instrument.
Right, put false. Question number six. Fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli. Fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli, who died on November 13, 1973, had a signature colour. Was it A, flaming red, B, vibrant violet, or C, shocking pink?
Ooh.
Fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli, who died on November 13, 1973, had a signature colour.
This is definitely one for Chalk. Chalk, you were there. What happened? Talk me through it.
I was first to the scene. The tides were coming in, so I needed to draw a chalk outline.
Where did she die?
The beach.
So you draw you draw chalk on the beach.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But no, because you know we're in Mykonos, and so the sand, the color of white chalk is slightly different to the color of the sand there. So you actually, I did have to like pre-crumble the chalk, and then it was more like dusting a gingerbread man. So like I dusted all over the body, and then when the tide washed her away, you could sort of see, well, it washed away the chalk as well. So
when the tide washed away the body.
Yes.
Right.
So my degree, I'm not allowed to touch the body.
Some of these crimes that you've committed again.
Punched a swan.
Punched a swan. Did you kill Elsa Schiaparelli?
I had to have her shocking pink.
Admission of guilt happening right now.
Well, Mykonos doesn't have an extradition agreement with Australia, so it's kind of fine as long as I agree to never go back there. And I'm never going back there for a couple of reasons already. And you can put that on my list of personality traits.
Okay, you're three, five, or six. Where would you like to put parties in Mykonos?
Five, thank you.
Well, the only colour mentioned was pink, I'm going to go with that. I'll take it.
Shocking pink. Question number seven, what is the capital of Sudan? What is the capital of Sudan? Well, this is another very clean-cut question, isn't it?
God, can't we have multiple choice?
It's very simple. It's very open. It's like if you'd look up Sudan.
Yeah, that would be an obvious thing to do, wouldn't it?
You'd think it'd be one of the first pieces of information.
Did Sudan exist back then? That's the question.
Well, that's the thing. It's an ever-changing landscape, isn't it? Maps.
Publishing or...
And publishing, yes. Print media.
Yeah.
All we needed to describe Sudan was a place.
Wow. A place.
So, you know, and I think that does the job.
Yeah. Well, you didn't write the atlas, did you?
I didn't. That's true. No, that's
who did write the atlas?
My brother, Doug.
He'd have your Doug surname, right?
Yeah. Doug Stubbs.
Surname you know that
Doug
you
Stubbs,
have.
Doug Stubbs, yes. Yeah.
Can we phone a friend? Can we phone Doug? Mm,
Doug unfortunately died in a severe beer barrel toppling incident. Oh. I believe, Chalk, you might have been familiar with the... it was quite high profile.
Throwing it over to Chalk.
Yes.
It was in Ibiza, I understand.
Yes,
but
you love Ibiza.
It's a busy place, isn't it? A lot of deaths.
A busy place.
On the islands of Greece. The only answer we have is Ibiza. What is the capital of Sudan?
I can actually say pretty categorically that it's not Ibiza.
Yeah.
So maybe if we go through the encyclopedias and we cross out every entry that isn't Sudan.
I just didn't bring them with me.
Can we have a clue? First letter.
I don't know the answers until the end.
Sure.
So
then I'm gonna have to leave that blank because I don't want to offend my Sudanese
friends.
Yeah.
Well, it's sometimes the capital of a place will be very similar to the name of the country, won't it?
New Sudan. I will lock in.
Okay, we'll put in New Sudan. Question 8: Which Shakespeare play features by the pricking of my thumbs something wicked? This way comes.
My gut feeling is possibly Romeo and Juliet.
Possibly Romeo and Juliet. Okay, possibly Romeo and Juliet. I'll put down as a possible answer. But Chalk, is Shakespeare a part of the identity of being gay?
It was a couple of centuries ago. It was really load-bearing.
It was big in 1996 as well.
There's a lot of dick jokes in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you got to wear makeup. Mm. And then there was a bit of a gap. And now it's cool again. I use chalk as foundation because, once again, that is the main personality feature of me. But I will say, while Shakespeare's not in my top 7 personality traits, a strong love of Agatha Christie is. I'd say it... Where are the gaps?
Coming in... 3 and 6.
I'd say 3. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. But there was a novel called By the Pricking of My Thumbs, which I believe is quoting the witches at the start of Macbeth.
Yes, Macbeth is definitely the most evil of the...
Yeah. Rather frustratingly, this felt like the only one I knew the answer to.
That is
stolen
brutal.
It from Martha.
No. I would have also... please. This might be the first and only time I have been able to answer a question.
Can we put that?
Is wrong.
Well, it's the first and only time you've been on.
That's correct. Yes, that is correct. It's the first and only time I've been on.
So do you reckon we cross out possibly Romeo and Juliet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over to you, Martha.
I didn't listen at all to what Chalk said, but I was going to say Macbeth.
Yes, thank you. That's great. Right. We are... Yes. United on this.
I hope that's right.
I'll put Macbeth. Who played the lead role in the 2003 film Under the Tuscan Sun?
It's got to be someone... It's like a woman who loves life, isn't it?
Sounds like...
Yeah.
Sounds like it's Julia Roberts. I don't know.
It's like a... Or it's like... one of the ones who plays all those, like...
Julia Roberts was in...
Was she in Eat, Pray, Love?
Yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't have been her, but someone of that vibe, you know?
But maybe a tear down because I've never heard of this movie before.
Adele.
Meryl.
Yeah, Meryl. Babs.
Yeah, I think... I have an inkling that it's Diane Lane.
I don't even know who that is, unfortunately. Yes, so
there's a Diane Keaton, there's a Diane Lane, there's a Goldie. Uh-huh. I'm just that sort of women who are life is wine.
Yeah. White women. Diane Lane.
Sure.
Final question. In cricket, the term batsman has been officially changed to what? In cricket, the term batsman has been officially changed.
I've been rallying for this change for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you want it to be changed to?
Back in 1996 when I was entering batsman I was like, technically it's not a bat, is it? It's a...
As in the animal.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't fly. Yeah. Uh-huh. It doesn't hang upside down. Mm. This is an obscene. Yeah.
So on a technicality, it's not a bat.
Yeah, I mean, technically it is used upside down compared to other bats, so I can kind of see that link.
So how do you feel about cricket?
Cricket, again, confusing, isn't it? Because you've got to put C sport.
It's confusing because it's not a cricket. It's a cricket. Yeah. In the same way that a bat is not a bat.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Exactly.
This is deep.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you try editing one of these series of books. We need a few more X's, so I was rallying to get it changed to Z-Zat-Hitty stick.
Zat-Hitty
stick.
Instead of batsman.
Yes. A Zat-Hitty stick man.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So you still want man in there. Yeah. You're not against the genders.
Well, that's the first option available to you, Annie. A Zat-Hitty stick
man. Yeah, like it is.
Or woman or person.
No, I think we're onto something here, and I would like to lock in bats person.
Bats person, you reckon? I have sometimes, because there's a bowler, and, you know, you might say, like, who's batting, who's the batter. So there is a sort of non-gendered term in common parlance already. They may have gone for bats person, that incredibly
really
clumsy.
Really rolls up the tongue.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I think batter sounds
that
right.
That does sound good, doesn't it? Mm.
Certainly sounds better than bats person.
Well, that's quite harsh, isn't it?
I'll put batter. That's 10 questions and 7 identity points.
Wow. Woo!
Shall we go through them now?
Yeah, please.
Absolutely.
This is the identity of a gay man, according according
Martha,
to
Martha,
are you
going to take this up and put it in the next edition?
Yeah, look up the 2022 edition of Encyclopedia Britannica. You'll find chalk, backdoor pilot, strong love of Agatha Christie, cooking, parties in Mykonos, cricket,
really
and
accurate.
Adele.
Ooh.
I know. That's my horcrux.
Could a clearer picture be drawn? And how do you feel you did on the quiz?
I feel quite confident. In fact, more confident than I was last time. Like, you know, I could actually genuinely say I know for a fact some of those are correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out which ones. Question number one was, which artist's new single, Easy On Me, last month became Spotify's most streamed song in a single day? It is indeed Adele.
Huzzah!
Hooray!
Great job.
100% right so far.
No, that's okay.
Bit after
your CD-ROMs.
I should investigate Napster again and get some more in my grasp.
Yeah. It feels weird to be so upset about not being asked to do future encyclopedias yet making no effort to stay with the times as
you know
information
what?
Updates.
I'll do it on their dime.
Question number two was, which Dutch navigator and his crew were the first Europeans to have confirmed contact with Maori? It was Abel Tasman.
Oh, you really tried to help us out there.
I did try.
Yeah.
I got better at trying later. Question three was when cooking to flambé means indeed to douse a dish with a flammable alcohol and set it alight. So points, points, points. COP26, the climate summit, stands for Conference of Parties.
Thank
26.
You. Yes. Great job.
Point there. The bassoon is a woodwind, so that's a false.
Yes.
Correct point for you there. Uh-huh. The fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli, who Chalk killed on November 13th, 1973, just before the high tide, had a signature colour which was indeed shocking pink.
Yes. Very good.
The capital of Sudan, unfortunately, is not New Sudan, it's Khartoum.
Oh. Oh.
That was what I was going to say. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Just didn't get a chance.
Some of the opening lines of Macbeth are by the pricking of my thumb, something
hooray.
Wicked this way comes.
Great job, Martha.
Yes. Just me.
Points, points, points. The 2003 film Under the Tuscan Sun stars Diane Lane.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
A point there. And finally, they've decided to change batsman to batter.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Giving you 8 out of 10, beating your last score. Congratulations.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Congratulations.
It feels a little insincere, but I'll take it.
No, it's fine. We're working as a team.
Yes.
That puts you in a very select few of people have got up into the heights of 80%.
Oh, beautiful. I will be looking up Diane Lane and committing her to memory.
She's great, as will you, I'm sure, Martha Stubbs.
She will be, as soon as I get asked to do another Encyclopedia Britannica series, I will be looking her up and popping her right in there.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for joining us and taking time out of your constant research. Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
For a future edition.
A joy to share all the information stored in my mind thoroughly in there forever, permanently.
In the 1996-1997 Encyclopedia Britannica print edition, was there any entry under Lena Moon?
There is, again, another confusing one because Moon is, of course, something that orbits the Earth. But there is also...
Does she?
She's that cool that she spends a lot of time up there. She will not put her feet on the ground. But yes, she is a, she at the time, 5-year-old with undiagnosed ADHD, only to grow into a comedian.
Wow, you knew that all the way back then.
I didn't want to say it before, but I am a little bit psychic, and that is largely why they asked me to stop writing things in the because I just kept forward projecting the entries. Yes, and she...
what a shame you weren't psychic for like the 9 questions.
Yeah. What a pity.
That you didn't know the answer
that's
to.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It is a pity, but you know, I think we still did pretty well.
And it was a team effort, wasn't it, Martha?
Absolutely.
Team.
But yes, so she has, she's a Twitch streamer. Which I had to look up, and also has a comedy special that she made with Stupid Old Studios that you can watch on demand. So
brilliant!
That's great. Thank you for being here, Martha.
Thank you for having me.
And Chalk, thank you for taking time out of
busy killing sprees.
Yeah, your busy killing sprees, or you know, squeezing us in between court-appointed check-in sessions.
With I had parole a blast.
Yeah, it was fantastic for you. So you've got bones, photos, chalk.
My parents are mum and dad.
Mum and dad. Any other siblings?
Maggots is my little brother.
What do they do?
They're in IT.
That's it. No other siblings.
You dating anyone?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm kind of. I have like a bit of a will they, won't they with this screenwriter that I've hired to. I guess, write this backdoor pilot, number 2, for Chalk, spin-off of Bones, named Alistair Baldwin. And I think he's great. I think he has as good a shot of getting my show up as just about anyone. and I think that he's worth following.
He must be really good.
Absolutely. And he knows just what to do with the source material. But yeah, definitely chuck him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Baldwin Alistair.
Well, congratulations, Annie. 8 out of 10.
Thank you so much.
Your show, what's it going to be called?
I'm still deciding.
Well, you don't
this.
Need the name for the grant.
Exactly.
So, you know,
that's
you
it.
Can get the name later, but it will be on at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and I imagine others, perhaps.
Yes, I think so. The good thing about having an A name is it's always at the start. So don't worry. It won't be the title. That's just a dumb thing to do. It'll be Annie Louie. Colon title.
Yeah,
so
you've got to hang on to that.
Exactly.
That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.